Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where our goal of informing and inspiring our listening audience is accomplished by giving people and organizations who are doing great things a platform to share what they're doing to make an impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. On today's show, we're going to talk education, which is one of EIG's core values. I believe it's an ongoing process from the beginning of life through the formative years and all the way to your dying day, from cradle to grave, as they say, because no one should ever stop learning. There's a saying, life never stops teaching, which recognizes that learning is a lifelong journey and continues to present new challenges and opportunities for growth. We're going to spend some time today talking about education during those formative school years. Now, there are a number of options for students these days, including public schools, charter schools, private schools, homeschooling, virtual schools, vocational education, and college-based alternative schools. And choosing which one is best for your child is key to their success. Here to talk more about this and more is my first guest today, Celestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Forward Collective, which is a team of school leaders, educators, and passionate advocates working together to eliminate educational inequity and ensure every child has access to a great school. Welcome to the show today, Celestin.
Thanks for having me this morning.
You're welcome. You have quite the resume, starting with an AB in government from Harvard. You also have a master's degree in public policy from the University of Chicago. You started out as a teacher, and you earned a Teacher of the Year accolade. Congratulations on that. You also spent time at the Louisiana Department of Education and in the NOLA public school system, culminating in a role as the district's chief strategy officer. And you've been recognized as a national leader in charter school practices and accountability. Wow. Okay, there's a lot there. So you spent time in NOLA, New Orleans, Louisiana, for those of you that don't know. Tell us what brought you back to Milwaukee and to City Forward Collective specifically, and why?
Great question. I would actually start the story a little bit earlier. My formative education years began here in Milwaukee. I grew up in Sherman Park in a family where my mother deeply valued education. And wanted to ensure that we had access to the best quality education. So like many families here in the city, I attended a public school, in my case, Elm Creative Arts School, near downtown. And then when my mother was looking for middle and high school options for me, I ended up attending a private school, University School of Milwaukee. But together, that experience across different sectors and different types of schools in the city grounded me and prepared me and gave me the skills and knowledge and values that took me through all the things you listed off and beyond. And so when it came time for my wife and I to think about our own two children and where we were going to send them to school and what the types of experiences that we wanted them to have, we looked around. We had lots of different choices. And ultimately, that's what brought me back to the city. What's brought me to City Forward Collective is also rooted in that. This idea that the experiences that I had as a student, the experiences that I'm fortunate enough to be able to offer to my two daughters, shouldn't be an accident, shouldn't be exclusive to people who have means. Everyone should have access to them. So that's the work that we do at City Forward Collective, working to ensure that every family across our city has access to great school choices.
Okay. Well, Milwaukee has a unique educational landscape with a variety of schools for families to choose from. Can you share a bit more about the types of schools in Milwaukee and the role that public charter schools play?
Yeah, absolutely. So Milwaukee has one of the most dynamic school ecosystems of any city in the country. And it's been that way for years. Probably anyone my age or younger has never not lived in a city of Milwaukee where they've had access to traditional public schools operated by Milwaukee Public Schools. They've had access to public charter schools. And they've had access to a variety of private school options, including in many cases through our parental choice program or our voucher program, as many call it. This level of access for us in Milwaukee maybe feels familiar over time, but in lots of other cities in the country either hasn't existed or is relatively new. I think that's one of the opportunities. Yes, it comes along with some challenges too, but one of the great opportunities. So, you know, the variety of schools that we have, public charter schools, private schools, each fill a different need, because we know every child has different needs, different circumstances, and there's not going to be one right best fit. Even inside the district, I went to an arts magnet school, there's language immersion schools and lots of other programs, but having access to that set of choices allows every family to find the best fit for each child.
And so this might be a loaded question, but do you feel that charter schools are better than the other schools or just a different option, depending on the needs of your child?
I think just a different option.
Okay.
Right? You know, there are great public schools, there are great charter schools, there are great private schools. And as we often talk about at City Forward Collective, there are schools in each of those sectors that have challenges as well. To me, it's what's the best fit for a child, and is every child, wherever they're choosing, getting access to the high quality education that's going to prepare them to thrive in life.
Okay. Well, there's something in education circles called the opportunity gap. Can you explain what that is as it relates to education and how it affects students in Milwaukee, particularly in underserved communities?
So we know that all students are brilliant. I often say that every child has boundless brilliance and limitless potential. But we don't always see that in the outcomes that our students demonstrate. And unfortunately, far too often, we see that those outcomes are based on their identity, their race, their socioeconomic status, whether or not they are identified as a student with a disability or using special education services. So we collectively talk about these challenges as the opportunity gap. Sometimes people call this the achievement gap, but we choose to think about it in terms of the opportunities that are in front of every child. And so when we talk about the opportunity gaps here in Milwaukee, unfortunately, we have long struggled with persistent challenges around race, around income status, some of the largest opportunity gaps that we see of any city in the country.
Well, we're going to actually take a quick commercial break, but when we return, Celestin is going to elaborate on how schools in Milwaukee are addressing this opportunity gap. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Celestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Forward Collective. So, Celestin, you explained in our first segment what the opportunity gap is and how it affects students. Can you now elaborate on how schools in Milwaukee are actually addressing the problem?
Sure. So the opportunity gap, the differences that we see in outcomes educationally for our students, be it students who identify as Black or Hispanic, students who identify as low income, or students in different areas of the city. We have this city with lots of school choices, and sometimes it can be overwhelming for our families to navigate. And many of our schools are doing great work. Many of our educators in classrooms every day are working hard to make sure that every one of their students is getting what they need. But ensuring that every student has a high-quality teacher in front of them, every school has the resources and funding that they need to deliver that high-quality education to every one of their students, that's a lot of the work that we do at City Forward Collective, advocating for, working with families, working directly with our school partners, to ensure that the conditions that enable success are in place.
Okay. Well, what about support for students who might be behind grade level or facing significant educational challenges?
It's a great question, especially as we continue to sort of work through the after effects of the pandemic and the disruptions to learning that students across our city experienced. In some cases, students may have been out of classrooms for, upwards of a year, learning remotely. And, we now know that has impacted their learning. In many cases, we see students half a year or a year or more behind just on account of that. And that is to say nothing of the challenges that some of our families have faced even before we take the pandemic into account. Some of our schools are working to find spaces for students to have the individualized interventions and supports that they need, small group work. But all this is incredibly resource intensive, right? And for many of our schools, unfortunately, in our city, they do this on a funding gap that in some cases can be thousands of dollars on a per pupil basis. And that's a real challenge. Ultimately, it's a challenge that we at City 4 Collective believe the state needs to address by ensuring that every child has equal and fair funding. And every student is funded based on their needs. But in the interim, we know that many of our charter schools and many of our private schools are working with the philanthropic community, working with corporate partners to seek those resources. Our district schools are doing the same as well. But, addressing these challenges, be it, pandemic-related learning loss, be it the broader challenges just, related to the social conditions in which our students are coming from, requires some resources.
And so I'm just curious, do you typically reach out to the schools or do the schools reach out to you knowing that they need some assistance?
It's a great question. So, we see our work as sort of, creating the conditions for our schools to be successful. So the answer is a little bit of both, right?
Okay.
At times, we will reach out and say, we'd like to get a group of parents together to help us advocate at the Capitol for an increase in funding. We were successful in doing that a couple of years ago. Sometimes a partner school or a group of schools will reach out to us and say, hey, we're facing this challenge. This particular policy is blocking our ability to move our students between one school and another school or serve all of our scholars in the way that they need to be served. And that will then push us into action. But we see our work as sort of the behind-the-scenes work that allows the great work that our educators, that are our school leaders, that our parents and families are doing every day to make sure that every child has access to a great education. We try to enable that and lift it up as best we can.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your success. We call it proof of performance, if you will. How do you measure the success of public charter schools in narrowing that opportunity gap? Are there data or success stories that highlight the impact?
Sure. So, we are fortunate here in Wisconsin that all of our publicly funded students, regardless of the type of school that they attend, traditional public, public charter, or private school in the choice program, participate in a common set of state assessments. The Ford exam for students in elementary and middle school, and then the ACT series of tests for students in high school, the same ACT that many of your listeners likely took when they were kids. And that gives us at least one marking point to understand how are students in Milwaukee doing on a school-by-school and student-by-student basis, how are we doing when compared to our state, and especially in the case of the ACT exam, does give us a bit of a picture of how we're doing nationally as well. As I shared before, we know that we still face significant challenges. We see when we look, for instance, at citywide performance against the state that we're trailing by maybe 20 or 25 percentage points in terms of the percentage of students who are meeting state expectations. That's real work for us all collectively to do and to reckon with. But we do see a number of schools in our city that have been able to close that gap with the state, in some cases even exceed the performance of the state. And so that's one measure that we look at, acknowledging that no single test score is going to tell you the full measure of all the work that goes on in a school or the full measure of everything that any individual child knows or is capable of doing. It is helpful because it gives us a baseline to understand. It sort of leads us in the direction of where might we be seeing successes, where might we be seeing challenges, what's the work that we might need to do together to ensure that more of our students have access to opportunity and that we are closing those opportunity gaps.
Yeah, and I think the key word there is together. You know, I think it takes a village, as they say, not to make light of it. But I think, you know, it's people coming together to provide the best possible solution or offering to students.
Absolutely. Our name is City Forward Collective in a reason, because we do believe that this is a collective work that all of us have to do. You know, obviously every parent and every school has their role to play, but we do think there is something to be said for all of us doing this work together to ensure that every one of our students here in the city and beyond has access to a high quality education.
Agreed. Well, as a call to action, how can listeners help to advance your mission and support City Forward Collective?
Great. Well, you can find us on the web at www.cityforwardcollective.org. On that website, you can find many of our informational resources. We put out an annual State of Milwaukee Education Report, which tries to give a one-page summary of some of the key information about how our students are doing, how our schools are performing, some of the challenges that our schools are facing around inequitable funding and other resource gaps. We put out policy briefs and data briefs so that you can understand some of the issues that we're advocating for at a statewide level, at a local level. You can also find ways to connect our work to engage our parents, our families, our other sort of core sets of stakeholders. And if you're so inclined, you can also find our contribution button there as well.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. Let's say somebody listening, I don't know, maybe they were a former teacher, maybe they have students in a particular district, maybe they just have a desire to help in some way in the area of education. There's a donate button on your website that people can offer their gifts.
Absolutely. We certainly accept and appreciate financial support for our work to inform and engage and advocate on behalf of students and families across Milwaukee. And I'd be remiss if I didn't lift up the opportunity to also support many of the great schools across our city that are doing the important work every day of educating our young scholars and families.
Okay. Well, Celestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Forward Collective, thank you for joining me today and sharing your passion around education.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, Celestin gave us a great overview of various types of schools available to students, focusing a bit on charter schools and the effectiveness and the impact that they offer. Next, we're actually going to talk with the CEO of one of the charter school options in Milwaukee, after commercial break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. In the first half of our show today, Celestin Morgan from City Forward Collective gave us a great overview of various types of schools available for students, and he focused on the effectiveness and impact that charter schools offer. So we thought it would be nice to actually talk with someone from a charter school to give us more insight. Alfred Keith is my next guest today, and he is the CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, which is a four-campus network of K-3-8 schools committed to celebrating the gifts of over 2,000 scholars in our community. Welcome to the show today, Al.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome. Pleasure to have you. So I understand that math is your thing.
Oh, yeah.
One of your things.
One of them, yeah.
Before becoming the CEO at MCP, Milwaukee College Prep, you were a math teacher at Manitowoc Public School and also at MCP. Mm-hmm. You were also the academic dean of math and science and the principal of the MCP Lloyd Street campus. I should also add that basketball is also your thing because you were a coach as well. I think there's a little bit of math that is used in basketball. Maybe you use basketball concepts to teach stats or something. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I shared a brief description of who Milwaukee College Prep is, but can you give us a little bit more information and detail around your philosophy and what the mission is?
Yeah, and so Milwaukee College Prep is a school that since 1997 has always believed in the relentless pursuit of excellence. We've operated on the simple but profound belief that we lead with love, and when we lead with love, learning follows. And so what that looks like and how that manifests on a day-to-day basis at MCP is, you know, relationships and learning are inseparably connected. We believe you have to have relationships with the scholars, you have to have the relationships with the families, you have to have relationships with each other to be able to adequately support our kids the way they need. You know, next is looking at high expectations. You know, we've always believed socially, academically, high expectations, a high bar gives our scholars not only a clear marker or goal post to aim for, but it also sets a clear vision for us all to strive for together as an organization. And then lastly, academics and character development go hand in hand. And so we don't believe that, you know, you learn to teach or you learn math, you learn reading, you learn science, and then you learn to be a decent person. Mm. We believe that all of that is interconnected. And so you're learning these things to be a contributor to society, a contributor to your community, a contributor to the world. And so we're really looking at, you know, how do we develop beyond college? How do we develop those leaders for the world in the years to come?
Mm, I love that. And I like how you refer to your students as scholars. Yeah. I think that's great. Tell us why the role of CEO at Milwaukee College Prep interested you.
Wow, yeah, that's a big one. So, you know, number one, the personal connection, right? And I think that why is exactly why I got into education in the first place. And so just to give some quick background, love how Celestin did that earlier. Quick background on me, you know, I was raised by my family, my mom, my dad, and the surrounding family to pick a profession, go into your interests that not only satisfy my desires, my passions, but allow me to give back. Mm. And so, like, one of the things I was always taught, my brother was always taught, you know, as we were growing up, was you always leave a place better than when you found it. And so that was, you know, down to the parks that we went to play, you know, we would go and pick up trash, whatever it was. Or, you know, when you go to school, you want to make sure you leave that classroom, you leave that space better than what you found. And that could be, you know, through physical things of cleaning up. It could be imparting some wisdom or sharing something that you might have learned or encountered. So, you know, with that kind of ingrained in me, I know, and also growing up as a young Black man in Chicago, I've encountered a lot of the same challenges that a lot of, you know, kids face here in Milwaukee. And so that deep personal connection to the work, to the mission, and, you know, figuring out how do I fit into the role and how does MCP fit into the larger role of making this place better than what we found it when we came along. And so that's one of them. Again, the commitment to the mission is something that just has always been a huge driver in my heart. And so, you know, the one thing I've learned as I've joined the MCP family was that there's just a very deep commitment to the work we do. Mm. You know, it's very, I've yet to come across a person or anyone in the organization where it felt like they were just doing a job. Like, it felt like they were really living out a mission and they had this conviction inside to drive them in what they were doing. And then, you know, the legacy of excellence. MCP has achieved amazing things over the years and has a long, deep rooted and tradition of excellence. And so, you know, all of those things just really aligned with who I am and what I believe and, you know, the things I stand for as a person. And, you know, I selfishly, I've always just wanted to create a really great place for kids to grow and thrive. And so it was great that I got to live all these passions out in one job. So that was the big driver.
And it's obvious then why you were also a basketball coach. You did not say, or I did not know, that you were from Chicago. So I won't hold that against you. My son-in-law is from outside of Chicago. And he's a big Bears fan, but, you know, we don't still,
he's a great
interestingly
guy.
Enough. Yeah,
he's a great guy.
That could be a whole nother conversation, right?
Yeah.
What sets Milwaukee College Prep apart from other schools then?
Yeah, you know, I'll always lead off by the secret sauce and the relationships we have with families. And, you know, it's one of the things that I got a chance to admire in my first years at MCP was the connection with the families, the willingness for families to be in support of the work we were doing. You know, it's a little different than what I saw when I was working in the traditional public sector, and not to say anything negative about it at all. I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Manitowoc as a math teacher, and I loved everything I learned there. I really do feel like I grew there a lot as a professional, but coming to MCP was a much different feel, a much different connection with the families. You know, we have a 100% open door policy where families can come in and just sit and just watch and see what you were doing, or you know, that open exchange between school and families was something that I always thought was amazing. And so I always start off by using that secret sauce, is what I like to call it, the family connection. But, you know, beyond that, I mean, MCP is built around core values, which are called our TREK values of trust, respect, empathy, courage, and kindness. And, you know, those aren't just things that we throw on a wall and say we're going to teach kids. Like, these are things that are ingrained in everything we do, down to the fact that we have a complete set of TREK standards that have aligned actions for not only scholars, but also our staff as well. Mm. So there's ways that we expect each other to exemplify trust, to show respect, to show empathy. And so it's been really awesome as CEO to really take that foundation and grow it, right? Just what does this mean to lead with respect? What does it mean to lead with kindness? And so it's been really awesome to be a part of that work as well. You know, again, going back to the commitment to the mission, kids will always come first. Mm-hmm. In every decision we make, scholars are at the heart of it. We never go into making a decision or a choice without thinking first, how does this impact kids? And is it going to make them better? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can talk about the proven model. I can talk about the data that speaks to all of that, that sets MCP apart. But, you know, the one piece that I think everyone should take away from this, and I invite everybody in to come see, is the joy. Mm. And I mean, like, you know, you would think, looking at the metrics, looking at the data, that, you know, it's a lot of very dry, straightforward instruction. And that's not the case at all. I mean, you know, the educators at MCP are truly special people, because they can take any content matter, any subject matter, and make it a really fun and engaging experience. And just a quick shameless shout out, you know, I think it's evident in the data that we see comparing quarter one this year to last year's data, you know, because it is truly a place where kids like to come to school. Mm. Kids are upset when they have to leave. I've got kids who get sick and I'll see them in the hallway and they're like, yeah, I gotta go home, and they're disappointed about it, right?
Or parents, they're pulling on your leg. No, don't,
they don't want to go. But, you know, I mean, you know, the amount of absences that we've seen from kids is down about 10% in this quarter compared to the last quarter, which is huge. But again, these are all just little metrics that we keep an eye on to see, are we living out the mission of making this a place kids want to be, that families fully support, and that we're moving the needle in the right direction. And very excited to say we are.
And that sounds like why you feel that providing access to a high performing school is so critical and key to a student's success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, now let's talk about, and you talked a little bit about it, Al, about that proof of performance and measuring success. How does Milwaukee College Prep know that what they're doing is actually working? Stay tuned, and we'll learn more after commercial break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm continuing my conversation with Al Keith, CEO of Milwaukee College Prep. So, Al, let's talk a bit about POP, or proof of performance, as we call it, and measures of success. How does MCP measure success? Like, how do you know that what you're doing is actually working?
Yeah, and so I'll just start on a very high level. We are constantly reviewing data all the time. You know, weekly, I'm looking at data with all of my team. I'm looking at, you know, where do we need to push the needle? Where are we lacking? Where are we succeeding? And we need to, you know, look at what is working really well here and how do we scale and grow those things. But just looking at some specific metrics here, I mean, number one, we look at academic outcomes. And so you spoke to it a little bit earlier around our DPI performance last year. I am very proud to say and share that all four of our campuses are exceeding expectations, earning 4-star ratings on the DPI report cards last year.
Congratulations.
So, thank
That's
you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And a huge shout out to the entire team across the network for bringing, you know, the amazing work they do daily. You know, next we look at character development. So part of the metrics that I just mentioned around, like, looking at the number of absences, the number of tardies, you know, all of the culture metrics, behavior, all of the things. And we're constantly looking at this, not through a lens of only how do we get these numbers down, but what do the numbers truly mean? Mm-hmm. What does this mean in terms of the well-being well-being of the children, the well-being of the families, the support of the families and the kids. And so sometimes we look at those metrics and not just look at, okay, we got to get this number down or get this number up, but it's more so why. And how do we help the families be more successful in that? How do we help the kids be more successful in that? And so, you know, we look at those metrics as well. You know, looking at the outcomes beyond MCP, you know, very proud to say that 94% of MCP graduates complete high school within 5 years, and about 80% actually attend a college or four-year university after that. And so really proud to talk about, you know, that kids are leaving MCP with the skills and the tools and the support needed to succeed beyond the doors of MCP. And, you know, and continuous improvement is a something that I'm very passionate about as a former coach. We're always looking at how do we get better. And so what we do is we have a very comprehensive new input and feedback model where we're constantly asking teachers, we're constantly asking families, we're even surveying kids now, you know, what is it that draws you here every day? What is it that makes MCP the place that you decided to bring your child? And how do we make it better? Right? Like, what is it that we can be better at? And what is it, how can we better support you? And so that's, you know, those are just some of the metrics. I think, you know, one of the things that I've always loved and, you know, really speaks to all of these things, I think, again, is that deep commitment to the mission, that deep commitment to who we serve. And so if it's okay, I'll share a quick story. That recently we had a couple of scholars join MCP. And, you know, due to some unfortunate circumstances, you know, this was a family who was in dire need of some things, to the point where our social worker identified that, you know, there was a need for bedding. There was a need for just like very bare essentials. And so, you know, obviously looking at the impact that we saw at schools, you know, kids were tired. The kids were not completing life's work. They just weren't displaying that they were as well as they could be. And so, like I mentioned, we don't just look at the numbers and look at the metrics, we look at the why. And so our amazing team at one of our campuses dove deeper and found out that this family just has some needs that we need to wrap around and try to support them with. And so really, really special story. You know, before I could even get an email over to our board to see if there's any, you know, additional support there, I mean, the entire team at this campus wrapped around this family with a U-Haul truck, with, you know, affordable bedding, with amazing things. I'm talking about full, I mean, anything you could imagine they needed in that moment, they had it within 24 hours. And again, I think that speaks to more than, you know, our attention to the data, but I think the willingness and the investment of the people at Milwaukee College Prep to do what we need to do, meet every kid where they are, meet every family where they are, and do what we need to do for kids to succeed.
Yeah, these stories really have the ability to touch people's hearts, you know, because they can either see themselves in that or maybe they know of somebody. And it's so wonderful. We, you know, we love to shine a light on the positivity all the time. And it's wonderful that when a need is recognized, people step up.
Absolutely.
And that's so great.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, as Celestin mentioned, you know, the data is just a snapshot of what's happening here. But I think, you know, the sensitivity of our staff and our team to recognize what is needed, and then just the rally around those kids and those families is just nothing short of amazing. So
I agree. Well, collaboration, I think, is key in terms of obtaining best results, whether that's in business or education or philanthropy. Your website says that you want to create a revolution in education, but you can't do it alone. So tell us what Milwaukee College Prep is doing in the community in the way of collaboration.
Yeah, and so we partner with organizations like the YMCA, like Big Brothers Big Sisters. Like, we partner with whoever we can to give our kids the opportunities needed for them to succeed. And so this kind of ties into another story, but you know, another community organization that we're partnering with right now is the Kids in the Kitchen organization. And so it's a really awesome program that comes in. It's actually led by one of our own staff members, Alyssa Crawley. But they actually come and provide after-school opportunities for our kids to learn to cook. And, you know, it might sound like a no-brainer of like, yeah, well, kids need to learn their way around the kitchen, need to learn how to cook. But the way that we've developed and designed this to where kids are actually using unit conversions, they're applying the literacy skills and the math skills that they've acquired and practiced throughout the school day.
You got to be happy with that.
Oh, you know, I love that. you know, when it was proposed to me, I was all for it then. So, but in all seriousness, the impact that I've seen that have on kids and families in the immediate. I mean, I got pictures over Thanksgiving of, you know, third graders, you know, standing over the turkey that they had a hand in cooking, or like measuring out different ingredients using some of the skills. Not only did they learn from their amazing math teachers, but that they practice and apply through the Kids in the Kitchen programming. And so working with local organizations to provide those opportunities in a way that allows our kids to apply the rigorous learning they engage in throughout the day has been nothing short of phenomenal. You know, collaborating with local businesses. I mean, through our partnerships with local businesses and foundations, we fund initiatives like our scholarship program, like ensuring that scholars can continue their education beyond MCP. And so, you know, we've had a chance and opportunity to partner with the YMCA in the past on scholarships. We've partnered with a number of organizations to make sure that the financial barrier isn't what stops a kid from reaching their full potential beyond MCP.
Yeah.
You know, parent and family engagement, again, is huge. And so, you know, just last night we had one of our VIP, which is our very important parent meetings, mm-hmm. Which, you know, is something that we're looking to grow and scale, you know, beyond just having an informational meeting for families, beyond having an informational meeting for parents. We really want to develop that into a place that is a resource for our families. And so, yeah, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about the holiday programs coming up. We're going to talk about the new shifts in uniforms, whatever it may be. But also, hey, how do we pour back into you? How do we pour back into the community? And so, you know, a huge kudos to all the work that's gone in this year, and really excited about what's coming next. And then, you know, looking at our future goals. I mean, we're actively exploring partnerships with everyone, you know, really proud and really excited about the partnership we have with City Forward Collective and the work that we're able to do, not only in support of us as leaders, but how do we collaboratively talk about what is needed of our teachers to better support our kids? What is needed of our leadership to better support our teachers? And, you know, again, it's the adage that, you know, many tides raise all boats. I think that's the saying. But, you know, we all have to come together to really make this thing happen for the kids of Milwaukee. And so a huge shout out to organizations like City Forward Collective that we get a chance to work really closely with.
Awesome. Well, obviously, we can never get to everything that everybody wants to talk about. We're just kind of planting that mustard seed. And if any of the information that has been shared today resonates with you, we encourage you to check into each organization further. Al, how can people learn more and get involved with Milwaukee College Prep and possibly help support your long-term vision for the school and its students?
Yeah, and so, you know, we are always looking for supports in the form of time, treasures, and talents. And so, you know, the first thing I would say is go to the website, www.milwaukeecollegeprep.com. And from there, you'll find all of the information, all the resources you need to learn more about the organization. But more importantly, you can find that donate button there where you can go in and if you choose or would like to make a financial contribution. But also there's a volunteer opportunities as well. And so beyond just coming into volunteer time to support a classroom, we love to have people come in and just read to our kids. We love to have people come in and share their expertise, their background, their the context of the world that they have. And so any opportunity that we can provide to pour back into our kids and our families, we're open to that. Please go to the website and figure out a way to get involved, because there's some amazing things going on, and we'd love to for everybody to be a part of it.
Okay. Well, good stuff around education today. Thank you, Al Keith, CEO from Milwaukee College Prep, and again, Celestin Morgan Jr. from City Forward Collective. I want to thank you both for sharing how you're making a difference in the lives of students or scholars in the Milwaukee community. I appreciate you both participating in our interview today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to City Forward Collective or Milwaukee College Prep. If there's a particular topic of interest that you'd like to know more about, or if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest on the show, go ahead and email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. If you'd like to hear more information, inspiration, and impact from those doing great things in our community, I encourage you to tune in on Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community. Just go to News Talk 1130 WISN on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can also listen on demand at Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. If you have a desire to give back, to be a person who makes a difference for someone in some way, give some thought to how you want to do that. Our guests have shared today many ways that they are making a difference in the area of education. Maybe that's an area that you feel called to, or maybe you're interested in making a significant impact another way, perhaps by donating, volunteering, or advocating for an organization or a cause that aligns with your personal goals and interests. I'm sure that anything you do would be appreciated by many. And as a result, you yourself will be impacted more than you might expect or even imagine. So take the time to find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.